It's awful. They got the streets blocked off down right in the bosom of it, you know, down there in Wisconsin and them, and you can't park, and it's, oh, you're hating life. Getting across the Key Bridge from Virginia takes you half an hour. There you are, sweating in your stinking costume. There's 80 million drunken maggots around, but, you know, what the hell. You want to go to Georgetown? Have fun. Have fun. GFL, buddy. Good luck. Good luck. I did go 1 year, and, you know, somehow when you're in a costume, you're a little bit outside yourself. You know what I mean? Somehow when you're in a costume, you might do things just a little differently. Do things you wouldn't ordinarily do. 1 year, I was down there, and I robbed a bank. I know it's ridiculous, but I robbed a bank. Well, I was dressed in a clown suit, and I was surrounded by hundreds, maybe thousands of people in costumes. Dozens of clowns walking around. And I saw this bank, and it said 24-hour service special. And I had my revolver with me, and I didn't know what got into me, but I... You know, it's just one of those things you impulsively do, and sometimes you end up paying for the rest of your life. I walked into the bank, and I whipped out that gun. I said, nobody moves! Shut up, lady! Shut up! And I jumped over the counter, and I said, all right, fill this sack, fill it! Come on! Hurry up! I kind of chuckled at myself. I could see the cameras that were on the ceiling spinning, tracking me down, recording my every move. But I didn't care. I was dressed like a clown. I even blew one of the cameras away. Yeah! I got the sack of cash. I had it in my pockets. I was dripping it all over the floor. I was casual. I was cool. I didn't care. I walked out of the bank, and I guess they must have tripped a silent alarm the second I pulled that magnum, because I could see the lawman coming. One of them shouted, there he is! Dressed like a clown! Get him! I took off through the crowd. I started shouldering people aside, trying to hide the money as best I could. I could hear the lawman saying, police coming through! Police coming through! There he is! Watch him! I was surrounded by a sea of jack-o'-lanterns and witches, goblins and vampires, as I shouldered my way through that crowd with the cash! There were cops everywhere. Cops everywhere! So I ducked into Georgetown Park. I ducked into Georgetown Park and I poised in the doorway. As they came, I said, all right, lawman! Pay the price! They returned fire as I stood there. Yeah! I was knocking people out of the way in the escalator, shouldering them aside. People were dressed up in there, too. I figured if I could just get myself in enough costume people, they wouldn't know which clown was which. But them lawmen were hot on my trail. They sealed off all the exits at Georgetown Park. I knew they'd be checking every clown. Every clown in the place would get close scrutiny. So I ducked into a bathroom. And I slammed home the door of the stall. And frantically, I took a wad of toilet paper and I started wiping off the clown makeup. I knew I was done. I flushed the money down the toilet. I flushed the gun down the toilet. Fortunately, I was wearing my street clothes underneath my floppy clown suit. And I ripped it up, and I flushed it down the toilet. Frantically, I wiped away that white goop. I flushed the wig down the toilet, my little red nose down the toilet. Finally, I heard the door of the bathroom swing open. And I looked under the stall, and I could see those blue pants and those ever-shine shoes. Sure enough, a heavy foot hit the door of the stall, and wham, it flew open. A lawman standing there in police stands, gun pointed, saying, don't move, freeze. I said, what's going on, officer? What's going on? He looked at me. He said, how do I know you weren't just wearing a clown suit? I said, officer, I was just downtown. I was shopping, and I stopped in here to take a constitutional. And he said over his shoulder, Charlie, in here. Sure enough, 3, 4, maybe 5 cops all came in looking at me. Looking at me sitting there. I said, what's going on, officers? I don't hear. He said, you know damn well what's going on. You were the clown. Admit it. Admit it. We got this whole mall sealed off. We didn't see you walking around out here. We checked every person in here, and all of a sudden you're in here taking a constitutional like nothing's happening. I said, officer, I am merely taking a constitutional, and I resent this intrusion on my privacy. He said, all right, hotshot. If you ain't the clown, if you don't want to go to jail, if you don't want to see yourself squealing T.G. County jail, take a constitutional right now. And all those lawmen waited there. And I knew my future hung. My future hung on my effort right there in the porcelain convenience. I knew the difference between freedom or incarceration lay in a yard of intestinal sculpture. And so, thanks be to God in heaven, I cut loose with a massive constitutional. The officers recoiled as they gasped and reholstered their weapons. They looked at me for a last second. They said, all right, boys, come on, let's go. And so they left me. They left me, and I said, oh, I was so relieved in more ways than one. The first thing I did was I ran out and I bought a $50 bottle of champagne, and I ran over to Bernie's burrito barn. I said, hey, Bernie, buddy, this is for you. This is for you. He said, what for, Grace? What for? I said, don't ask.